Super Bowl VI featured two teams with legendary coaches, Tom Landry's Dallas Cowboys and Don Shula's Miami Dolphins. Both coaches would end their careers with two Super Bowl rings apiece, but Super Bowl VI was Landry's coming out party. The Cowboys and Dolphins met on January 16, 1972, in a windy and cold Tulane Stadium. Both offenses started slowly, but the Cowboys broke through in the second quarter when quarterback Roger Staubach connected with Lance Allworth for a touchdown. Staubach was the NFL's leading passer during the regular season, and his two touchdown passes earned him the game's MVP award. The Cowboys' defense stifled the Dolphins for most of the game, as Miami quarterback Bob Greasy had one of the worst games of his Hall of Fame career. The Cowboys added two more touchdowns in the second half, including a fourth quarter pass from Staubach to Mike Ditka on their way to a 24-3 victory and their first of five Vince Lombardi trophies. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Jacob Mayer.